This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wait a minute. Pull that. You want to put that plug back in a little better? There, Phil. Get the plug so that everything stays on the air. Got lots of wires and some chewing gum. We have baling twine as well holding the studio together, but that's all okay.
Duct tape.
No, that's right. Duct tape. That's one of the most fabulous inventions, don't you think? You love duct tape you can use
absolutely.
For everything.
Absolutely.
And Gorilla Tape. It's kind of like duct tape, too, except it's thinner. Very good. And Gorilla Glue, you can fix anything with Gorilla Glue, except a broken heart. Isn't that very poetic? The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Three Arizona police officers have been placed on leave. Why is that? Tempe,
well,
Arizona.
Allegedly watched on as a man drowned in an Arizona lake late last month. Now, the situation is that, according to city officials, the officers were responding to a call about a disturbance just after 5 p.m. outside of the Tempe Center for the Arts, and they found Sean Bickings, 34, and his companion. And now, Bickings was not handcuffed or anything. Police were talking to him as they were running the name of his name and his companion's name through a database, checking for outstanding warrants, all of that stuff. And then Bickings climbed a metal fence. And he began to swim in the Tempe Town Lake. And police body camera footage from one of the officers showed all of this. The footage cuts out before Bickings begins to struggle in the water. There was a transcript from the video that was released, and he's saying that he's drowning. And
I'm drowning. Right, he's yelling at the officers, help me, right?
Yeah. And the officers are telling him to swim to a pylon, and they're saying that they're not going to jump in after him, and he's freaking out. He's saying, I can't touch, please help me, all of this, and then he ends up drowning. Now, the Tempe Police Department, they are investigating Bickings' death, and reviewing, there's a review by the Arizona Department of Public Safety, the Scottsdale Police Department. They're conducting a separate administrative review. Now, these officers are on administrative leave with pay. They're on suspension while the investigation takes place because authorities, they're trying to figure out what happened, but also saying that they need to look at this protocol as to reassessing the response for water safety. The officers need to have the equipment that they need to help people, because one of the things, this is one of those where, what is it, Monday morning quarterback, as you say?
Yeah.
Or backseat driver. Hearing the story, one might think, why didn't these police officers jump in and save this
person? Obvious question.
They let him drown.
And
then on the flip side, it can be extremely dangerous if you don't have the right equipment to save a drowning person, because a drowning person is on the brink of death. They are freaking out, and they can potentially take you down with them. There's, in lifeguard training, they teach lifeguards that while trying to save a drowning person, if that person is now threatening your life because they're trying to climb all over you, you find that you're being pushed down into the water, that you're supposed to basically attack them to get them off of you. You punch them in the face if need be, just so that you can survive. So who knows what the part of the video that cut out, they're going to review the body cam footage of all the police officers as they look into this to see not only what happened, but how they can prevent this from happening to begin with, how they can save somebody who is drowning, but also protect their officers from becoming a drowned victim as well. Because we also see this in the news a lot, where somebody drowns because they were saving a drowning person. And the person who was originally drowning survives, while the hero ends up being the one that succumbs to a water death.
Right. This is what Oprah used to call a teachable moment, I think. Right? It is. You learn from the experiences of other people as to what to do or what not to do. And that certainly is something you would think. Once again, maybe because the microscope is on, you know, all these cameras and everything, we do scrutinize what the police do. Whether it's appropriate or not, it is a fact. sometimes I think it is appropriate. Sometimes I think it's overkill. It just kind of remains. It's a situation as much as anything else. So, speaking of situations, we had a lot of, let's see, seven states had primaries yesterday. Things didn't go so well in San Francisco. They ousted the DA there in a recall. Chesa Bodine, I believe, was his name. This is probably the most, arguably, be the most liberal city in the country. Would you think, San Francisco? Most liberal city?
One of them, for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, he was proud of his progressive label. Los Angeles got the same problem. Remember how Jennifer used to always talk about the DA down there, and everybody getting let out of jail, nobody being prosecuted for anything. And so this guy was elected 3 years ago, and so he was recalled because his policies are ludicrous, just like the guy in L.A. These people, you know, the liberals get a bad name from people who are nuts like this guy. This guy and many others like him who run for office who just have they shouldn't call it, they aren't liberals, they're ludicrous. Ludicrous, is that a name? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Also,
famous artist.
Yeah.
Recording artist.
Oh, ludicrous. That's right, yeah.
No, but I think that goes to say, that can be said for any political party. Democrats get a bad rep for the very far left. Republicans get a bad rep because of the very far right.
Correct.
You have libertarians and all the other political parties who aren't very well represented in these elections because the candidate can never really make enough money, raise enough funds, and jump through all of the hoops to be able to get on that big stage and have the debates with the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate. And then people are like, well, you're just a waste of space. It's everybody. Enough of the parties.
Well, I think that's it. The Republicans, I think some of them anyway. I grew up as a Republican, voted as a Republican, identified myself as a Republican until maybe 20 years. Well, let's see. When was it? George Bush. I didn't vote for George Bush the son. Voted for his father, but I didn't vote for George Bush the son. So it happened as the party, as everything changed after September 11th. If you want to kind of draw a line as to when this country really changed to the point where it is now a mishmash and a mess, because it is. This country is a mess. It is because of that and what we learned about the people and their motivation and how angry appropriately we were and how we came together in that anger. Oftentimes, you know, anger brings people together. And probably the best example. But out of that came parties that were unrecognizable to me. And then they've gone off on the deep end. This guy, Blake Masters, who was a candidate for the Senate in Arizona, endorsed by Trump, said on a podcast, this reminds me of what we said. Remember that guy, was his name Billy Long or something? From someplace in New York,
Long,
said that the gun violence is the fault of women.
Women
shouldn't own guns.
Women have too many rights.
Yeah, and they've
and it was in regards to abortions.
Oh, it was abortion. Okay, I thought it was gun violence. Anyway, so
it was gun. It was it was the gun violence, but
right,
that
it was.
Because it all started with women being allowed to kill babies.
Okay, so this moron Blake Masters says that black people are to blame for America's gun violence. So, in terms of how that shakes out in reality, it is true that 94-95% of all the violence perpetrated on blacks is done by other blacks. Now, to go further on this, I remember doing a study of this when I was doing a television program on CNBC a number of years ago. I had a fellow on, matter of fact, he was the chief of police in Cleveland, if I remember correctly, and his daughter had been killed as a rite of passage for a gang in Cleveland. In order to get to the highest levels of gang life, they had to kill somebody related to a policeman. And this guy's daughter got killed by the gang. And so I remember we told that story, and then out of the discussion came his fact that he was a black guy, obviously, in this circumstance. And I don't know, maybe it wasn't obvious, but he was a black guy. And so when I observed he kept explaining what was going on in Cleveland, and then I asked him some pointed questions about gun violence, what was going on in Cleveland, because at that time, as I remember, you grew up in Cleveland, probably about the time when you were a kid growing up, the violence was as bad in Cleveland as it was in Chicago. And so I asked him about black-on-black violence, and he said to me that all the research that they've done in the police department there showed that the biggest problem they had was with black people, black criminals going after, peaceful black people, more so than going after whites. And I just thought to myself, what a weird, what a strange, what an awful way to understand what was going on in the group. We tend to pit ourselves whites versus black in a collective sense. Not that it's right, not that I do it or we do it or even most people do it, but it gets a lot of attention. But in fact, the amount of crime that happens in the black community is by its very nature defined by other blacks. Blacks who, people think way too much about blacks and crime, and it's portrayed in televisions and movies, television shows and movies. A lot of the drug trafficking is done by blacks. Is that true? Well, I don't really know whether it is or it isn't, but it certainly is portrayed that way. So we get in our mind, okay, the problems with crime created by blacks, is all against whites, and it's not. And so those are things that come out of conversations. But to say that America's gun violence problem is a black problem, is the fault of the black community, I think is, I don't even want to say, stretch is too nice a word for it. Gang violence is a problem. There are Latino gangs, there are white gangs, there are black gangs.
Yeah, it's not a person of color situation. It's just a human situation.
Yeah, right. So something maybe to keep in mind as we continue our conversation here. The Good Day Download, most recent one, my phone troubles ignited discussion on language barriers. That's in one of the recent podcasts that you can get at gooddayshow.com. Also, a conversation, listeners who were ill because of recall food and what to do about it, all those things. Lots of discussions. The main discussions of the program on the DJV download at gooddayradioshow.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use a symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for...
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry!
Oh. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together, and that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three after the hour now on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Jada Pinkett Smith has had some things to say recently about her husband and Chris Rock. What that's all about right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, what is going on with Jada Pinkett Smith, married to Will Smith? We all remember the slap heard around the world, I guess, or seen around the world. So now, what is she, how is she connecting her husband to Chris Rock? What is she, what is that trending story, Jay?
She mentioned in one of her Red Table Talks that she hopes that Will Smith and Chris Rock have an opportunity to heal, talk things out, and reconcile. Yeah, and Chris Rock apparently is like, doesn't really care either which way.
I can see him saying that. Yeah, I can. Well, why should I care?
Not concerned at all.
Yeah, right, exactly. Who cares? I think only because she seemed to have been, you know, it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback and stuff like this. You look at her face from the video of the Oscars. I remember looking at Will Smith when Chris Rock first said what he did, and Will Smith was laughing. And then you watch him, the camera's still on him when he looks over at his wife, and she's got this sour puss on her face. And then he reacts. She must have said something. I never saw her word, her mouth move, but he got up and...
Oh, her eyes said everything.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So then, should she be the one who is apologizing? Should she be in the mix here between her husband and Chris Rock? And maybe, again, it made a difference because Chris Rock doesn't seem to give a care. So,
well, no, because she didn't slap anybody. You can't make somebody do something. Will Smith chose to do that on his own accord.
Truer words were never spoken. She did not slap anybody. You are correct, madame. Colin Jost, we were talking about the new house that apparently the Bennifers or Jonifers or whoever are moving into for how many, $60 million plus. Colin Jost just sold his house. Is he living with Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, yeah, they're married. They have a baby.
Oh, they're married.
She has a child from her previous marriage as well. The couple between the two, they do have a couple different places, but this is the New York apartment that he sold for just over $2.3 million.
Yeah.
He has been there since, what, about like 2011 or something? Back when
just
he was
before they first
yeah,
there.
When he was doing Saturday Night Live at the beginning. And
I'll bet he didn't pay $2.3 for when he bought it. I think you can take that to the bank, if you'll pardon the pun. 28 after the hour here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
One of the remaining sticking points for Senate negotiators trying to get a deal this week on gun violence legislation, how big to go on background checks for gun sales. That's a narrower approach than earlier legislation aimed at expanding background checks, including some old bills written by Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Pat Toomey, the Republican from Pennsylvania. Those would require background checks for gun shows and internet sales. The decision by Mexico's president to boycott this week's Summit of the Americas for regional leaders in Los Angeles, California, has influenced other leaders. As President Biden was not inclusive to other countries in our region, key nations in Central America are following President Obrador's lead by dispatching only lower-level delegates instead of their leaders. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
San Francisco is as famous for its restaurants and food trends as it is for its Golden Gate Bridge and cable cars. And now the recall of a soft-on-crime DA will hopefully bring civility and tourism back to the Northern California city. The man who pushed the Chesa Boudin recall was on Fox News talking about what happened. Richie Greenberg.
We've gone 2.5 years under Boudin, who basically never left the public defender's side. That's where he came from. He had no experience as a prosecutor. He got elected, and we've been sitting here floundering for 2.5 years without a real prosecutor. So I am absolutely confident that London Breed is going to appoint a real prosecutor. Anyone that she chooses for sure is going to be an actual prosecutor, an experienced prosecutor, and is going to return normalcy to the DA's office.
The mayor of San Francisco, London Breed, will select Boudin's replacement. Incumbent Republican Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota has the Republican primary spot in the November general election. The primary was never close and a clear win for Noem. Noem said in a speech she was prepared to protect South Dakota from President Biden's America. Noem said Biden is threatening us that if we don't protect girls, sports, that if we don't ensure fairness for all women, that he will take food off our children's plates in our schools. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay
when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the ever-loving, ever-faithful, ever-whatever we do here, it's something important. Right, Jay? Jay Kirshner is here with me.
Always.
It's very important. Today is National Best Friends Day. Time to tell your friend, or friends, hopefully you have more than one, that you appreciate them. Best friend. So who's your best friend, your husband? You're going to tell me Ryan. Right?
No.
You're
no,
not
my best friend,
that.
Katie Kane.
Katie Kane, what's her story? Why
I
is she your best
so
friend?
I love her so much.
Why? What'd she do?
Because she's just the most beautiful human being on this planet, inside and out. She is absolutely fantastic. We went to school together, and we had kind of the same group of friends, but we became almost instant best friends during the beginning
really?
Of our friendship. In high school,
do you know why?
I was a library. Yes, I'm telling you, I was a library aide,
oh.
And she went to the library during study hall. And there was one day that she didn't have homework to do. I didn't have any books to shelve, and she looked bored. I was bored. I went down and sat next to her, and I was just like, "Hi!" And then we just started talking and became inseparable.
Isn't that so girly, high schooly? Hi. Isn't that kind of girly? It's not bad. It's just guys don't do that. Guys don't say that.
Hi!
What's up, bro?
Yeah.
See that game last night?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Sorry, that was sexist. I shouldn't say that.
No, no, it's good. Now, listen, we need to be sexist every once in a while because that's how some people are. Matter of fact, how most people are. So friends, if they are really friends, the old expression, this is how I've told the story 100,000 times, I've already told it once when I was in the fourth grade. I don't know how to separate I's and E's. Friend, neighbor, way, all that stuff confused the living you-know-what out of me. So my fourth grade teacher was Alice Scipione. And she said to me, Dudley, the way you will learn and never forget how to spell friend is the following phrase. A friend is a friend till the end. And to this day, every time I spell friend, I remember I comes before E because E-N-D is the end of friend and friends are real friends. Are friends till the end. Fake friends,
that.
Acquaintances, you know, they're not friends. Maybe they're friends, but they're not best friends. The best friends will stay with you, the ones that are real, until the end. And so that's how I learned how to spell
no matter
friend.
What.
Yeah. Unconditional love, unconditional friendship, hard to come by. Hard to come by. 1935, the Congress gathered they put together a resolution to devote a day as a tribute to close friends, and that's why they chose June 8th. It's a balmy day in most of the country, perfect for outdoor activities, acknowledging your friendship, have a friend's picnic or party or whatever it is. A lot of countries beside America have adopted this practice as well, with festivals, celebrations, that kind of stuff. So, think about that as you go through your day. Why shouldn't every day be Best Friends Day? Every day to appreciate those people who help you through life. That's what real friendship is about. A lot of people on this day rush to post fun photographs of themselves. So your best friend now is where? She still live in Cleveland?
No, she's in Texas.
Ah, so how often do you get together? How often do you post?
Not often enough. We were actually just together. We celebrated our birthdays because they're almost a month apart in May. We went to Vegas with our husbands, and that was a lot of fun. We don't get to talk as much as we would like to just because family life and work responsibilities.
Children.
And the day-to-day, it all gets in the way. But
life.
We text all the time, and it doesn't matter how much time has passed. It's like no time has passed whenever we reconnect. But
that's
a
good
lot
friendship.
Of times, even just a silly emoji text message of
silly.
Nothing.
Hashtag National Best Friends Day allows users to witness just how many Instagram or social media users are celebrating along with them. So happy Best Friends Day. Also, we acknowledge the egg today. This is Wednesdays are always my day for the farm show. And so I put a lot of things at the farm show that you hear over the weekend, a lot of these same stations, the American Family Farmer. So we're going to be celebrating Egg Day. Eggs, the fact, I don't know whether you were responsible for coming up with this phrase, eggs are breaking out of their shell. Okay, I'll bite. Pardon the pun again. A lot of people, I know as a youngster on the farm, I used to go collect the eggs out of the chicken coop. And I remember a couple of times being grossed out because the chickens were eating their eggs. That was gross. But that happens
sometimes.
They knew
they were delicious.
I don't know. Whatever. They must have thought that. I think eggs that are not cooked are just gross. And people have these over easy. They have the yolk and the...
I can definitely do the over easy or like a French omelet where it's still a little bit runny. I like a runny egg, but I'm not running to put raw egg in a smoothie anytime soon.
Mary Stockwell, Jack's wife, has something called Mary's Milkshake. And she, every time I visit with them, she makes this milkshake. As a matter of fact, they have, they're coming out with a capsule that basically has the powdered ingredients of her milkshake, which I think I'd be able to stomach. But to throw raw, it's like when somebody's drunk, right? Don't they tell you to drink a raw egg with some tomato juice or something? Isn't that what happens?
Oh, I don't know that one. I only know the what is it, bodybuilders or whatever? Who
They put
eggs.
Right.
Yeah, and drink it.
The
texture alone. Gross.
Oh, it is gross. Anyway, but to continue extolling the value and virtue of eggs, healthy adults should have one egg a day. Wow. Now, the problem with eggs when I was younger was that they were connected to cholesterol. And cholesterol, bad, at least then. Now, if you talk to Jack Stockwell today, he and Ken do not agree on this. Ken Kronhaus, who's the cardiologist, says you got to keep your cholesterol in check. That's why they prescribe statins, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jack says just the opposite, that there is no reason to be worried about whatever your number is, because that stuff is good for the lining of the arteries and veins. And frankly, I don't know which one is right. I kind of
isn't it good for the brain too, or something?
Eggs or protein? What are you talking about?
Cholesterol.
Well, there are certain types. There are different types of cholesterol. And yes, the good cholesterol is very good. Yep, LDL is bad. HDL is good. The HDL is very good for your brain. As are lots of other things, natural supplements that you need at whatever age you are to keep your brain from going down the wrong road, if you know what I mean. You know, you look at people like Warren Buffett, who's 91, still running Berkshire Hathaway, still picks all the stocks himself. You look at Shatner. He's 90 years old, just went into space, right? There are a couple of other examples that I was thinking. Oh, my God. All right. Let's take a break. 42 past the hour.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks, so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets, so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
6 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I was talking about eggs before I was so rudely interrupted. I think a little explanation is necessary there because I just kind of choked at the after that noise that you all heard. As most of you know at this point, tomorrow, what's today, Wednesday? Friday is my last day with Radio America as the originating network of this program, having been there for almost 30 years. I'm moving over to the USA Radio Network. And so the two, that's why I was in Dallas yesterday, the two organizations are trying to blend with the most important part of our relationship is having the sound be exactly the same for you. No changes, nothing. You won't know the difference. At least, hopefully you won't know the difference. Every once in a while, something you'll hear like what you just heard, that screechy sound, is the two. That's why we're doing it on Wednesday and not waiting until next Monday. Putting the technology and the technical aspects of doing this program, which frankly you don't care about, but it's probably the most difficult program I've been told ever produced because there's so many different components to it, so many different people. When we had four people on the air here, there was no other program around being syndicated that had four people, so it was a difficult thing. And so we're trying to mesh all of those systems and things, so every once in a while you may hear a little yabba-dabba-doo. So there's that explanation for that. The political ramifications of the elections yesterday, the primaries, I was looking at L.A. City. The mayor's race goes to Karen Bass and Rick Caruso. They're facing off in the general election. That may be the city where there was the most interest around the country. So what else do we have from some of those races results-wise, Jane?
Yeah, the recall of the San Francisco DA was big. Republicans. Who
did pretty well in California, didn't they?
Have pretty much survived their challenges from the right, whether it was they got the votes they needed or at least are positioned to survive, whether or not they won in the this week on Tuesday. The Mississippi Republican, who is it, Palazzo, who is going to be facing a potential runoff. There is the L.A. mayoral race, which you were just talking about, that has the runoff.
Yeah.
The Democratic.
I'm just looking at all the California.
It's all over New Jersey again.
Yeah. The California results, I think, are a warning sign for the Democrats. The Democrats think they have a stranglehold on California. And New Jersey also had some interesting results. But as I observe this this billionaire Caruso, who's got owns a lot of malls, he's gotten a lot of attention. Frankly, there was not a lot of input from Trump there, but there were some interesting other races that moved Republicans that are scarce. Hard to find a Republican in office in California, but it looks like some of these characters. Caruso was, by the way, a Republican for most of his life. He changed parties just before he entered the race for obvious reasons, because it's hard to win if you're a Republican. And I thought it was interesting that Ron DeSantis' big campaign in Florida was that he was a friend of Rush Limbaugh. That was his calling card. I was a friend of Rush Limbaugh, so give me
money. Let me
pick
up that name for you.
Vote for me. Yeah, exactly. 10 before the hour here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Because I'm a fan, I get this. I don't know the movie, but I certainly know the singer. Cyndi Lauper was an important mainstay in my life when my daughter was a teenager. It sort of stayed that way. I think she's fabulous. I
like her too.
Fabulous. All right, so this is from The Goonies. Why? What are we doing, Chuck Curry?
Because I missed it yesterday. Yesterday in movie history, June 7, 1985, The Goonies was released nationwide. It was a hit, not a huge hit, but over time it's become extremely popular, one of those generational films that new generations find every year, plays a lot of revival houses. It's very popular. But, you know, it was interesting. Cyndi Lauper did that song, Good Enough, which is a theme song, played in the movie. And at that time in 1985, she also got involved, which really helped her career, helped MTV's career, and helped the WWF, which is not WWE at the time, WWF, Vince McMahon's wrestling, by getting involved, managing a wrestler named Wendy Richter, and then they merged with MTV and promoted WrestleMania 1, in which Hulk Hogan and Mr. T, with Jimmy Snuka in their corner, faced Roddy Piper, Paul Orndorff, and Cowboy Bob Orton in their corner. It was a smash hit, big for MTV, big for wrestling, big for Cyndi Lauper, and I remember that decade pretty fondly. I love the 80s. Great day.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah, a lot of fun.
And also, I just want to point out this day in movie history, really interesting. This tells you how times have changed. This day in movie history, June 8, 1984, in the same day, Ghostbusters and Gremlins both opened in theaters nationwide. Both became huge hits, and two generational films that have stood the test of time. Great then, still great now.
Yeah. Well, one wonders whether the stagflation that's going on right now in the economy is going to affect who invests in movies, how many are made. Usually I think it's 450, 470 movies a year are made. And the same time in that city or around the country, there are like 500 television programs being produced at the same time. So there's a tremendous interest in this business
I got a question for you. See, I'm curious your opinion. Okay, with this inflation, let's say gas prices nationwide get close to $6. What do you think that's going to hurt first? Will it hurt people going to the movies? Will it hurt people getting ice cream, going out to dinner, buying cars? What do you think gets hurt the most?
Food.
Yeah. I would think restaurants, it'll be problematic, especially with $20. plus
whatever related to food. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. I saw Martin Scorsese saying he regretted not working with Ray Liotta again before he died. Apparently, they were really good friends.
Right.
And now that he's passed away, there's a lot of tributes coming to Liotta. I mean, certainly recognizable and a good actor, but Scorsese was really quite taken with his abilities.
If you look, all it takes is one iconic movie to be the star, and the reality is Ray Liotta was the star of one of the greatest movies ever made, and that is Goodfellas in story and direction and acting. It's a fascinating film, and you would have thought that Ray Liotta would have been a bigger leading man in the business after that movie, but did a lot of supporting stuff. I think the industry looked at him as either a corrupt cop on film or a gangster, so he didn't fit into a lot of other molds that casting directors were
didn't he and
for.
Jennifer Lopez have that TV show that they did for a couple of years? Yeah.
That was
a pretty good show, I thought.
Yeah, well, listen, he's a good talent. He was a really good talent in anything he was involved in. He certainly made it better with his acting. Certainly had a good screen presence. Some other movie news of interest. Warner Brothers and director Todd Phillips announced they will do a sequel officially to The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix, who won an Oscar for Best Actor. I love that film. I thought it was great. I don't see the reason to really do a sequel.
No.
Unless you get the character of Batman involved in the third act. It doesn't appear that to go in that direction, but I did love that movie. Other news, Liam Neeson turned 70 years old yesterday. Doug, we missed that one. Another terrific.
Probably working on another action flick as we speak. Did you see Matthew McConaughey speaking at the White House? Yeah. What did you think of that?
Yeah. I liked it. I mean, he's a very theatrical person. Obviously, he has passion. He did in the back of his mind have political aspirations in the state of Texas, but.
Yeah.
Listen, it's hard to argue what he said.
You can't argue with
him.
He's right.
I agree with it.
Right. I wonder if it has more weight because he's a well-known actor. I think that's probably one of the questions. That's why he got as much prominence as he did, probably. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.